Suddenly, the idea of actually having to find a hotel room and go there seems far too difficult. You've convinced me. I can't see straight, but if you go back to Russia without waking me, I'll kill you. Go up and lie down. Where did you find this Wojtek, anyway?
Portobello Row.
I like him. Case's legs feel like they belong to someone else now. She'll have to try to communicate with them more deliberately to get them to carry her upstairs. He's harmless, she says, wondering what that means, and heads for her bag and the stair to the room overhead. She manages to get the futon unfolded up there and collapses on it, then remembers Boone asking her to phone him. She gets out her cell and speed dials the first of his numbers.
Hello?
Case.
Where are you?
Damien's. He's here.
A pause. That's good. I was worried about you.
I was worried about me, too, when I heard you bullshitting Big End on the way in from Heathrow. What was that about?
Playing it by ear. There's a chance he knows, you know.
How?
How is academic. It's possible. Who gave you the cell you're using?
He's right. And you thought he might give something away?
I thought I'd take the chance.
I don't like it. It makes me complicit. And you didn't give me the opportunity to decide whether or not I wanted to be.
Sorry.
She doesn't think he is.
I need that JPEG, he tells her. Email it to me.
Is that safe? She asks.
Talkie's emailed it to your friend, and your friend emailed it to you. If anyone is keeping track of us that way, they already have it.
What are you going to do with it?
Count angels on pinheads with a friend of mine?
Seriously?
Improvise. Poke at it. Show it to a couple of people smarter than I am.
Okay. She doesn't like the way she winds up doing what he tells her to do. Your address in the iBook?
No, this one. Chu.B@...
She writes it down. What's that domain?
My former company, all that's left of it.
Okay, I'll send it. Good night.
Good night.
Sending the JPEG to Boone requires getting out the iBook and cabling it to the phone. She does this on automatic pilot, apparently remembering how to do it correctly, because her message to Chu.B sends immediately. Automatically, she checks her mail, another from her mother, this one with unfamiliar-looking attachments. Without really thinking about it, she opens Cynthia's latest. These four ambient segments were accidentally recorded by a CCNY anthropology student making a verbal survey of missing person posters and other signs near the Houston and Varick barricade on September 25th. We've found this particular tape to be remarkably rich in EVP and have recovered several dozen messages by a variety of methods.